Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. Feeling a little better than last week, so we're going to jump right into a couple chapters of the escape room. Before we do though, this episode is sponsored by Orange Hat Film Productions. Guys, if you haven't checked them out already, please go do it. There's a bunch of stuff they can check out for free at their website, orangehatfilmproductions.com. They're an incredibly talented group of people. Their main focus is creating original indie films and content. That includes a lot of shorts, music videos, documentaries, and more. They even have a full-length feature out now called 44 Caliber. So if you're able to in any way, go check out orangehatfilmproductions.com or any of their web handles, Orange Hat Film Productions, and go support them and give them love in any way you can. Now we're just going to jump right into another couple chapters of The Escape Room. Hope you guys have been enjoying it so far. For now, that's it. Here we go. Chapter 4. Felix woke up on Saturday morning to a call from Jeremy's parents. They were understandably worried because Jeremy hadn't come home last night. Felix had his own apartment, and sometimes Jeremy would crash there and forget to tell his parents, prompting an early morning call. More often than not, Jeremy was there to pass the phone to and explain where he had been. Felix apologized and told them that he hadn't seen him since he got off work last night, but that he would let them know as soon as he knew anything. He tried texting him, and a little while later he tried calling. Both times he got no response. Whatever, Felix thought to himself. I'll try again later. I'm sure he's fine.
Dead,
Jeremy said, fearing that he'd be unable to hide his growing hysteria much longer. The man didn't respond, but instead stared at Jeremy, waiting. With every second that passed, he became more aware that his right arm seemed to be burning. He was unaware, of course, that the drugs the man had given him were finally starting to wear off. He looked, and in the dark couldn't seem to find the source of the pain. It took a few seconds for his brain to register what it was seeing, but then it all clicked in one sickening moment. His hand was no longer there, and in its place was a bloody, glistening stump. It seemed to be cauterized haphazardly to prevent him from bleeding out. Jeremy stared at the stump and groaned, but it quickly rose to a blood-curdling scream.
What the fuck? Oh my god, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? What have you done to me? Somebody help!
The old man walked swiftly over to Jeremy and slapped him hard across the face. It rocked Jeremy back on his feet and stunned him into silence. His eyes bulged with fear and he breathed in hitched breaths as he stared up at the man, his left hand clinging to the stump on his right arm as if it would help with the pain.
You're pathetic. There's no point in yelling. Save your breath. Nobody can hear you down here.
A brief rage flashed behind Jeremy's eyes, and he wanted to lash out at the man, attack him, fight for his survival. But it was quickly snuffed out by the sheer, incalculable hopelessness that he felt. And instead, he slumped to the ground, tears beginning to fill his eyes as he looked up at his captor.
Who are you? Why are you doing this?
The old man looked at Jeremy the way a child might look at an insect that it hadn't seen before. Fascinated, but also disgusted. He stood that way for a few seconds, unblinking. But then he smiled, revealing layer after layer of teeth that were sharpened to points.
I am teeth, and I have to eat.
Without another word, the man turned and walked away up the long flight of stairs. This left Jeremy alone in the darkness to visualize those long, sharp teeth tearing his hand off of his wrist, and anxiously wondering what the man would want to eat next. Chapter 5. He must have dozed off, because an unknown time later, Jeremy woke up, slumped against the back wall of the dungeon, his arms still throbbing painfully, awakened by a familiar buzzing noise. He attempted to scramble to his feet in the direction of the noise, but in his tired stupor put weight on his right hand, or lack thereof. He moaned and cursed under his breath, but avoided making too much noise. He didn't want to draw back his captor. He hoped that he wouldn't have to see him again. Whenever he came back, it would be too soon for Jeremy. He needed time to think and plan, figure out a way out of here. He wriggled around on the sandy floor in the direction of the buzzing, that all too familiar noise that his cell phone made when it was on silent and somebody called him. It was muted by his backpack, but not entirely. He could see his bag, at least he thought he could, it was hard to tell in the dark, against the far left wall of his cell. Even as his eyes adjusted, he couldn't be sure that's what it was, but he did know what the sound was from within, his phone. And it sounded like hope. He crawled in the direction of the noise for a few moments before he felt a tug at his ankle. The chain had reached its limit. He had gotten as far as he could. He stretched his left arm out and was still a few feet shy of his bag. Now that he was a bit closer, he knew that's what it was. And, of course, the cell phone within. Soon, as he stretched hopelessly towards it, the buzzing stopped. Well, that's probably for the best. If he heard my phone ringing, he'd probably take my bag away, whether I could get to it or not, Jeremy thought to himself. And so he shuffled back towards the wall to rest. Hey there, you've got Jeremy's phone. For whatever reason, I can't answer. Leave a message or text me and I'll get back to you when I can. Another loud beep sounded, and Felix muttered, "God damn it," before he hung up the phone. He then texted Jeremy. "People are starting to worry. Where the hell are you?" He stared at the screen of his phone for a few moments, willing Jeremy to respond to him. He didn't. Suddenly, Felix remembered something that had previously slipped his mind, the escape room, and how interested in it Jeremy had been. He had been almost inexplicably drawn to it like a moth to a flame, even though he had never previously expressed interest in puzzles of any form, let alone a room where he'd be locked into having to solve one. The last time Felix had seen Jeremy, he was standing outside its door, curiously peering through it for a glimpse at what was inside. Felix was fairly sure that it was closed on the weekends, but it was the only lead he had on where his friend may have gone, and so he got into his car and drove towards the escape room. And that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I really appreciate every single one of you that does. Another big shout out to my sponsor, Orange Hat Film Productions. Love you guys, and if you can, please go check them out. Yeah, we'll be back with next week with another episode, so please stay tuned, guys. And yeah, you know, I could easily make this story shorter or longer, depending on how everyone's, you know, feeling it or liking it, because I have a lot of ideas for it, and it could go one of several ways right now. So, you know, leave feedback wherever you can. And we'll see you next time. Until then, take care of yourself and have a good one.